Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. Today, I'll wager that most Sitkans arise in the morning, pour their coffee, and turn on their radios, not thinking about how fortunate we are to have a choice of outstanding radio stations. One of those stations, Raven Radio, had a unique startup. Here's how this fledgling darling of public broadcasting took to flight at 5 p.m. on February 19, 1982, winging it 3 weeks before their scheduled sign-on ceremony, which was to be complete with fanfare and now collectible posters. The station received initial funding in 1980, allowing the Raven Radio Board, chaired by Jim Steffen, to ask community volunteers and chief engineer Tom McGrain and manager Rich McClear to build KCAW from the ground up. This band of makeshift technicians went eagerly about their challenging task. Almost 3 weeks before scheduled airtime, the Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission called McClear, informing him that the Senate Finance Committee members were asking why Raven Radio wasn't on the air, and when the devil was it going to be on. He was instructed to bring an answer to them when they reconvened that evening at 6 p.m. The station had broadcast some tests, so McClear knew the broadcast chain worked, but many things, like turntables, were not yet wired in. Necessary equipment back then, in particular for radio stations. Some of us old-timers remember using records. McClear took a deep breath and said, "They meet at 6? Tell them we're on the air now." He left his office and announced to staff that the Raven would fly in little over an hour with only a microphone and the NPR satellite feed necessary to air its first show, All Things Considered. Staff hurriedly called board members, volunteers, and the Sentinel, alerting them that KCAW was going on the air just before 5 p.m., as McGrain was literally soldering wires. Business manager Willa Rabinovich rushed out and bought a bottle of celebratory champagne. Then at 1 minute before 5 p.m., program director Marika Partridge switched on a live mic and said,
"This is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, partially funded by the community of Sitka as well as the Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission, signing on the air. I am Marika Partridge, and it brings me humongous pleasure to welcome all of you who happen to be listening to this, our very first historical broadcast. During the next couple of weeks, we're going to be on the air in the evenings, beginning at 5, and as soon as we get the bugs worked out of our system, we're going to sign on for our full broadcast day, and we'll be sure to let you know all about that."
At 6 p.m. that evening, the Senate Finance Committee got word that Raven Radio was indeed on the air. But that was stretching it a bit, because technically, the station was no longer on the air, for shortly after Raven signed on, Sitka experienced a citywide power failure, knocking the entire town off the grid. Raven Radio didn't get back on the air until just before 6:30 that night. As luck and a lot of community support would have it, Raven Radio has been broadcasting every day since. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.